This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday Morning Wake-Up Call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and maximize their potential for life. It's that time of year when people often suffer from what is sometimes called the midsummer slump or the midsummer doldrums. Maybe you're disappointed that your vacation is over and you no longer have that to look forward to, or maybe your time off this summer hasn't lived up to your expectations. If you're a stay-at-home mom with kids with you, perhaps you're wondering how you're going to survive until school starts. For me, church attendance lags a bit. People are gone. Activities diminish. I miss the hustle and bustle. Even if you're retired, this time of year can be a slow go. The day seems so long and can drag on and on. That garden you planted back in May with high hopes of luscious tomatoes, zucchini, and squash has become, well, more of a chore than a joy, and it seems like the weeds have taken over. But stop and think about it. Midsummer slumps are part of our seasons of life. We cycle through times of fast-paced activity with people to see and things to do, moments we share with family and friends in different or even exotic places. But those times are truly the exception, not the rule. That's why they seem so special to us. The fact is, we spend most of our lives in what you might call midsummer. The majority of our time, we just have to trudge through the dogged daily routine of life. How do we keep fresh? We can't always be on vacation, and probably we'd get tired of that even if we could. How do we work through the daily grind without being worn down by it? My answer is simple, really simple. Take each moment as a gift, even the times, really especially the times when it's slow. Learn to live life in the in-between moments. Look for the gift each moment brings in all its uniqueness. It's not always easy to do, especially if your child is constantly wanting your attention, or those weeds in the garden won't go away, or you're anxious to see familiar faces that are absent. But remember, that little guy or girl will be grown up and gone in no time. That garden surely has some fruit you can taste and enjoy, and the absence activity, well, that'll help you appreciate all the activity when it comes back around. Besides, the slow times give us some space for projects that we don't have time to work on and do when everyone's back and activities are in full force. Midsummer may be an in-between time, but so is much of our life. Learn to live in the in-between moments of life. A university professor tells of being invited to speak at a military base one December, and there he met an unforgettable soldier named Ralph. Ralph had been sent to meet this professor at the airport. After they had introduced themselves, they headed toward the baggage claim, and as they walked down the concourse, Ralph kept disappearing. One time, he left to help an older woman whose suitcases had fallen open. Once, he left to attend to two toddlers so that they could see Santa Claus. He lifted them up. And again, he left to give direction to someone who was lost. Each time, he came back with a smile on his face. "Where did you learn to do that?" the professor asked. "Do what?" Ralph said. "Where did you learn to live like that?" "Oh," Ralph said, "during the war, I guess." He then told the professor about his tour of duty in Vietnam and how it was his job to clear minefields and how he watched his friends blow up before his eyes, one after another. "I learned to live between steps," he said. I never knew when the next one would be my last, so I learned to get everything I could out of the moment between when I picked up my foot and when I put it down again. Every step I took was a whole new world, and I guess I've been that way ever since. In between steps, my friend. In between steps. Find life there and live it. You see, it's not necessarily how long you live, how many vacations you take. It's how well you live that makes the difference. So live it in between steps the rest of the summer and every day. Join me next week, and in the meantime, go out and be the person God created you to be.
Dragged a comb across my head, found the way downstairs.